Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to the crowd, "They will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons. They will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you're not to prepare your defense beforehand. For I myself will give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends. And they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name. But not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord. Throughout this month of November, Church has its focus on the four last things, and especially on our call to holiness in heaven. It prepares us for what's to come. Just like in the early church, you couldn't be baptized until you were ready to be martyred, because that was a reality for Christians. So Jesus was preparing his disciples in the gospel for the same realities. In a way akin to how 18-year-old boys go to a boot camp and they're prepared to become courageous on the battlefield while bullets and bombs are flying everywhere. So Jesus wanted his church militant to be prepared for what could face us and still does face the church today in various areas of the world. Jesus tells us that we'll be seized and persecuted, betrayed, led before kings and governors and synagogues. We'll be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, friends. Hated, some martyred. But the purpose for this, he tells us clearly, is so that we will be able to give testimony that suffering is one of the most powerful pulpits we will ever have. On the retreat this weekend, they structured it so that the retreatants would be able to ask questions in a mini-conference at the very end. And two of the retreatants wrote down the question, what does it mean that the blood of Christians the blood of the martyrs is the seed of Christians? And there are two ways that that's true. One, the powerful prayers of the martyrs can do for the Sauls who persecute what St. Stephen's prayers accomplished. But then second, the witness of the martyrs, living for him who lived and died out of love for them, with total confidence and even joy as they approach realities that would make others freak out. This was the most powerful witness of the joy of the gospel, and how nothing, neither death nor life nor anything in all creation, can separate us from the love of God. So Jesus was preparing us to find this type of security by faith. At the very end of the passage, he says, "Not a hair on your head will be destroyed." That's very good news for those of us who have no follicles left. "And by your perseverance, you will secure your life." That our life is meant to be securely built on him. That stone rejected by the builder has become the cornerstone. As we heard yesterday, that rock thrown from the mountain who crushes all other kingdoms and then grows to become a mountain coextensive with the world. The contrast here between the security we have in the Lord Jesus versus any other foundation is illustrated in the first reading. King Belshazzar, who seemed to be someone who had it all, at a time of incredible wealth for the Chaldeans, throws this banquet for 1,000 of his courtiers. You don't even do that at the White House. And all of them are in, seemingly having a very good time. And then, somewhat drunken, he just whimsically says, "Bring in some of the chalices my father Nebuchadnezzar had taken to Jerusalem." Nebuchadnezzar had stolen 5,400 chalices. So for the 1,000 guests, he took out 20% of them so that they'd be able to get drunk off the sacred vessels of the Jews. And then all of a sudden, you see how weak his foundation was when God sent straight out of the Adams family this hand writing on the wall. He didn't know what it meant, but he was just, without consolation, the text of the prophet Daniel says that even his hips were shaking. I don't quite know how that happens. I know how knees can buckle, but his hips were shaking because he was so frightened. None, it's an excise passage, of his pagan wise men were able to interpret what was going on, and his dread just grew. So even though here he is as king with Daniel the prophet, who had done so much for his father in his kingdom, whom he hadn't even known, but finally in this need he calls for Daniel, and he's so desperate that he makes a promise even greater than what Herod inebriated would have offered Salome. And so Daniel interprets what was happening. Three words were being written in Hebrew. First word, mene. Mene is a payment in full. And that's why it's interpreted here. God has numbered your kingdom and put it to an end. Your days have been completed. Next, tekel. A tekel was 1/60th of a mene, so it was very light. Think about the lepta of the widow on Monday that made barely a sound. It was as thin as a feather. So the interpretation of that, you have been weighed on the scales and been found wanting. The Hebrew word for holiness is kadosh, which means heavy, weighty, thick, solid. This is the exact opposite of holiness, which is tekel, lighter than a feather. Finally, peres. Peres was half of a mene. And so Daniel used it to say, your kingdom has been divided, split in two, and given to the Medes and the Persians. And that very night, Darius would come with his Persian troops, kill Belshazzar, and take over the kingdom. To use Jesus' image in the gospel later, Belshazzar was like that fool who was building grain bins, not aware that that very night his life would be asked of him. And what could have gone into charity went into selfishness, and he'd live to regret it. So Belshazzar was worse, not knowing that it was the last day of his life. He was sacrilegiously using the sacred object. So how do we become secure? How do we learn from Belshazzar's mistakes? How do we put into practice what Jesus is indicating, today's gospel, and really find our lives built on him who is the way, the truth, and life, that cornerstone? One of the greatest means we have is Our Lady. And I know you know what today's feast day is, right? It's the feast of Our Lady the Miraculous Medal. Because 189 years ago today, Our Lady appeared to St. Catherine Labouret in Rudabach. And there, she showed Catherine an image. And on that image was inscribed, "O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee." Her whole life was not founded on insecure means of anything other than God. But it was totally from the first moment of her existence invested in God. And the prayer was, "Pray for us who have recourse to thee." Recourse, course, is to run. Recourse means to run back. Pray for us who are running back to you, running back to your maternity, running back to the foundation you're always praying for us to have on the blessed fruit of your womb. As she looked at Our Lady, she saw rays coming from her hands. Some of the rays were as brilliant as the sun. Some of the rays coming from rings on her fingers were as brilliant as the sun. Others of those rings were totally dull with no light coming. And St. Catherine Labouret was perplexed and asked, "What is meant?" She said that the brilliant rings show the graces that God has allowed to pass through my hands to those who have recourse to me. The dull rings are the ones that haven't had recourse, that God has responded to my prayers for graces for them, but they just don't come to get them. They're not open to receive them. Mary is constantly praying for us that we might learn from her how to place our entire life, our security in her Son. But do we run back to her for these graces? Today at this Mass, we're not going to have a hand writing on the columns, but as we'll say in the Eucharistic prayer we'll use, God the Father will send his Son as the hand stretched out to sinners, hand full of mercy. We're not going to have sacred vessels for alcohol, but we will use a sacred vessel to turn alcohol into Jesus' own blood. And we do this so that we will be able once more to reaffirm our security in him. Praise be Jesus Christ.